What's the score of the Equifax Fantasy Show? I'm Matt Moore, next to the legendary DJ Shockley. Shock did not get us a win over Georgia Tech. And
I can't believe
Shock, before we get into this fantasy, have you noticed that every Georgia Tech fan just comes out of the trash cans, out of the woodwork?
Out of the woodwork.
Who knew how many Georgia Tech fans there were?
They're flying high.
And you must really get it.
Oh, man, they're all over me. But all I can say is 12 out of 14. I know it's about what you've done lately, but 12 out of 14.
Speaking of 12 out of 14, I think that's how many weeks you beat me in fantasy.
That's probably true.
We'll get to that in a minute. But first, how did you do in the Score of Equifax game last week?
Oh, man, I did real good. Actually, it ended up being 9th.
Overall.
Nice. So I had a pretty good week, helping you guys. So I'm extremely excited about that. This week, big week versus the Green Bay Packers. I'm going to take Matt. It's going to be tough between Matt and Aaron.
You know why we like Shock? He's loyal, baby. He's loyal to our guy, Matty Ice.
Matt, you my man.
Matt, do DJ right. Give him some points.
All right, Matt. Taking Lacey. Eddie Lacey. He's been doing a good job. Julio dominated Patrick Peterson last week, so obviously he's going to do good there. I'm going to take Randall Cobb. Randall Cobb's been sneaky this year. I think he has like 10 touchdowns.
That's so he's a slot guy.
He is dominating, and I'm going to take the tight end Quarles and I'm going to take the Packers D. I'm going to go to the Packers D in Lambeau. They're playing pretty well. And
hey, Matty, make Shaq proud, but make him regret taking the Packers D. I like that. Remember, Equifax.com/Falcons. You can play. It's still not too late. I say that every week. But if you want to try to win an autograph, who doesn't want to do that? Equifax.com/Falcons. You can play against DJ Shockley, Brian Finneran, Mud Duck, Todd McClure. Go beat Mud Duck.
Please don't beat
Shock. Shock didn't have a good week with Matt Ryan. Everyone else is going to pick old Rogers, I think.
Very true.
All right, now let's move into fantasy where, again, I lose. Nicole, take it away.
There we go, Nicole.
I must say, this week's points were quite disappointing. 55 to 33. Come on, guys.
Well, hang on. We did go with the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we won the Thanksgiving. So. My thing is, I don't care if I won by one or you won by 40. You get a win. That's all that matters. All
right.
Yeah, you're saying that now, DJ, because you won, of course.
Very true. Very
55 to 33. So let's look at the scores. Romo, he got you a whopping 3 points because he threw 2 interceptions and 0 touchdowns.
I knew it, man. Romo let me down.
Feeling good there.
Murray, though, he got you 17 points. He got a TD.
Like DeMarco.
Tate, he only got you 8 points with 89 yards.
He wasn't golden, was he?
No, he was not. Bennett got you 10 points, 109 yards. And Seahawks D, this is where you got the majority of your points.
Talk to me.
They got a fumble recovery, that 2 interceptions, and they only allowed 3 points, so they got you 17 points.
Winner, chicken dinner!
Matt, your QB, he was good for you. 21 points, almost throwing 400 yards and 2 touchdowns.
That's decent.
Gore, he only got you 2 points. Wasn't
good job,
good.
Frank Gore.
Bryant got you 7 points. And Witten, that was horrible. 0.
Goose egg.
That's 2 weeks in a row he's let us down.
He's not a good pick.
I told you he let me down a week before.
All right,
let
here's our fantasy advice to you. Don't play Jason Witten. He burns it.
He let us both down 2 weeks in a row.
So you better not pick him this week.
No.
And finally, 49ers D, 3 points because they allowed 19 points. Shock, you took it again.
Thank you.
Right, congratulations, Shock. I'm going to try to get back on the horse this week, but I'll let you have the honors. Who you got?
Thank you. My first pick of this 2014 Equifax draft, I'm taking Andrew Luck versus the Cleveland Browns in my running back.
I think if we did a scorecard, you've taken him more than any other player this year.
Luck, you can't go wrong with Luck. I mean, you saw what he did last week?
He's good.
He's balling. Okay, then my running back I'm going to take is Matt Forte versus the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to try to butter up to Nicole because she's a West Coast girl. And I'm going to take Phillip Rivers.
They're playing
New England.
New England, huh?
Prime time game. And then I'm going to – I hate taking Saints – but they are playing the Carolina Panthers at home. I'm going to take Mark Ingram.
True.
Then I'm going to go DGD, AJ Green against the Steel Show. And my tight end will be Gronk. He's probably, if you've taken Luck, I've taken Gronk just about every week against the Chargers.
And I'm going to go on the opposite side of you and take Antonio Brown. You've seen that dance, you know what it is. Antonio Brown versus Cincinnati. Then I'm going to take Jimmy Graham. Last week, they had a lot of catches, so he was pretty mad. So I'm taking – they're going to get him the ball this week. Jimmy Graham.
Here's your D.
My D is going to be the Minnesota Vikings versus If anybody saw Monday Night Football, you saw what the Jets did? They look terrible. So they're going against the Jets offense, so I like the Vikings.
Put 11 in the box.
No doubt about it. They're not going to throw the ball.
And I will go 49ers against – you saw what the Jets did. You see what Oakland did last week? I'm going to take 49ers against
Oakland.
I did
see what Oakland did, but I also saw last week, Nicole, that the 49ers got what? 3 points for him? So I hope that happens again.
I'm going back. I'm not taking Witten again, but I'm going to take 49ers.
Nice.
All right, congrats, Shock. Another win. You are a fantasy expert.
Thank you.
To Shock. Don't listen to me. But I'm going to try to get a win anyway as we get down the home stretch. Thanks again for tuning in to the Score That Collects Fantasy Show. Go Falcons. Let's go up to the frozen tundra.
And get a win,
you got a
baby.
Jacket I can borrow when I go up there?
I don't know, but we're going to see. You got to find one. Need a big one.
We'll see you next week. Thanks for watching.